Hello, everybody. Welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in to Dear Mama. I'm Bella.
And I'm Shy. Welcome. Today, we are talking about age differences as it relates to relationships. And the title of this segment is Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. But I think there is a problem with age differences. Like, I have an issue with huge gaps in ages as it relates to relationships.
I'm gonna have to totally disagree, and I feel like you should too, because your parents were 20 years apart and it worked. Like, that's what they used to do back then, so I don't see the issue with it now.
But that is the reason why I have an issue with me personally dating someone so much older than me. I watched, my dad was almost 20 years older than my mom, and my dad passed away at 78. My mom was 58. And she was still very young, still in the prime of her life. And yeah, but she was left a widow without a husband because he died and he was.
But people can remarry. That's not a reason. I know,
but when he passed away.
Oh, Lord.
When he passed away, he was almost 80 years old. And she was still very youthful, very young, very vibrant. And it was just a huge issue with me growing up having a dad that was so much younger than my mom.
Older.
Oh, yeah, older. My bad.
Well, my thing is, I don't see an issue with it because most females like myself, like, we're way, way too mature for guys our age. And with me, I feel like you have to be, like, at least 10 years older than me to vibe. Like, I don't really believe what a guy my age is saying. And I just feel like it just goes that way. We mature much faster, so mentally we're on the same level with somebody way older. Like, with Regina and Lucci, people, like, there are memes every day created about them, and I don't see the issue. I don't know if it's because we're just an angry group of people.
Yes.
And they just never want to see somebody happy, but it's always about the age, and I'm just like, why are y'all so pressed? She's clearly mentally on the same level as he is.
I don't know about being mentally on the same level as he is, because she's still really young. I don't know her exact age, but he's experienced. She's still very impressionable. So I just don't, I have a problem with this grown man preying on this little girl.
He's not preying on her.
He is preying
on her. How do you learn? You say he's so experienced. How do you learn things? Our parents,
by living.
Exactly. Our parents live and they teach us experiences. So you wouldn't want your child to be with someone with experience who can teach them some things?
Mm-mm. It don't work like that.
You just go throw them in the water and let them drown together it with somebody her age?
It didn't work like that with me. And I learned. I didn't date somebody 10, 15 years older than me. To learn, you live and
you
learn.
I didn't say
learn.
You have to learn from them,
no.
But I'm saying it's a benefit to be able to learn from your spouse if he's a little bit older.
Maybe if she was a little more mature, like 25, and he was in his 30s, but she hasn't lived. She's 19. No, it
hasn't. So she should wait 5 years to date up. So they met in 5 years.
Right. She's still young. She is still very, very young. She's really young and really impressionable. Like, she knows she needs to date somebody around her age. If
okay, what about Beyonce and Jay-Z?
When Jay-Z and Beyonce started dating, I thought he was preying on Beyonce. I thought he was too old for her. He was too young for her. Now, I think they're...
couple goals, right?
They're not couple goals for me.
But the world thinks they're not couple goals. They're not, and they were once Regina and Lucci. I don't understand it.
They're not couple goals for me, but... I thought Jay was a perv.
But she was
I thought
well,
Jay
she might not have been. She like 17 or something?
How old has Jay-Z and Beyonce been together since like 2001 or something?
I don't know, but they talk about like their dating story. And I think she was like 16 or 17 when they like started talking. Not maybe missing, but started talking. Now that's different. But with them, she's an adult. She is in college. You go off to college, and some people just, like, go crazy, act all wild. And she has a dude she settled down with. What's the problem?
Jay-Z is a perv. He had no business preying on this young girl. And granted, they both were in the same industry, and she was around a lot of older guys, and I'm sure dating her age or dating guys in her age range was difficult because of who she was, because she was so young when she got into the industry. Jay-Z was a perv. He was a perv. I'm sorry. He had no business dating this very young girl, and if I were Tina Knowles, I would have lost my mind.
Okay, so let's talk about if the roles were switched. What about like Gabrielle Union and D-Wade, or what's another older woman that's dating a younger guy? What's the difference in that? They're not praying.
No, they're not praying.
That is the same.
They're not praying because D-Wade was in his 30s when him and Gabrielle Union got together. He was in his 30s. He wasn't this young, impressionable boy.
Right, and I understand your point, but that's with them. I'm talking about the age difference. You say you don't agree with the age difference because your spouse is going to die and you're too young to live.
Yeah, I know, because my mom was 24 when she met my dad. And he was 43, about to be 44 years old. And he was preying on her. He really was. That's my daddy, and I love him.
She's 24, though.
But she was...
That's a grown woman. Back then, they had several children at that age.
She wasn't grown. She was an adult. She was 24 years old. You think about at 24, you are not all together at 24. You don't really know what they want. And for the record, my parents did work. They were married for 36 years, I believe, before my dad passed away. But again, he was much older. And I believe that he could have found somebody. Well, then if he had found somebody else, then there would be no me. But, and of course I had to become. But the question you asked, the difference is, like I said, Dwayne Wade was not impressionable. He was not young. He was in his 30s. Gabrielle Union in her 40s, and like me, I know, because I don't like to date anybody more than like 3 or 4 years older than me, because I'm not old. I don't feel old. I don't want to date anybody old.
But you'll date somebody how young?
And I'll go to, let's see, I'm 49. I'll date somebody 40. I'll date some, why are you looking? I wish you all could see her face.
Because what is the difference? So, you think a 40-year-old, you 49, so you better be 50. You think a 40-year-old, when you're 80 and he's 70, or you're 70 and he's 60, and something happens to you, you don't think he's going to be as miserable as grandma was? Because your point was, if you date too old, your spouse is going to die off and leave you.
That was just one aspect. That's just one aspect, though, of dating somebody who's much older than you are. That's just one. I don't want to date anybody older than me because I don't want them to die on me. Yeah, I don't. I just don't. And yes, they could die on me if they were 10 years younger. It can happen to anybody. I just don't want to date anybody old.
Okay, so Kourtney Kardashian, she's 38 and her boo is 24. She's a perv?
She is a perv. He's 24 years old.
He is an adult. He is not even just an adult, a legal 18-year-old adult. He is 24. He's
I would grown. Have an issue with my son or daughter in their early 20s dating somebody 38 years old.
Why?
Because they need to live. They don't need to. I just don't think.
So you
think,
want them to live and play around with somebody their age and make you feel
not
better?
Even not play around. No, you can get to know somebody your age without playing around. You don't have to play around.
Okay, well, they took them serious. You want them, they have to be with somebody their age to learn life and get the experience that they need.
I think it would be better if they did, because they would be with somebody who understands them more. That's like dating, almost dating your mama. She's old enough to be his mama. She's 14 years older than he is. You can have babies at 14. I know people who had babies at 14. She's old enough to be his mama.
She could, in a very extreme case, be his mama.
That's not extreme.
She is not old enough to be his mom.
She is old enough to be his mom. She is. I personally will not date anybody that much. I prefer not. Let me not say what I won't do, because, you know, anything can happen, but I don't want to date anybody more than 3 or 4 years older than I am, because I'm pretty youthful and I don't want to date anybody old. And my friends and I joke all the time, like, old men have worms. And I don't want anybody giving me worms.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just don't want anybody giving me worms. So I don't want to date anybody old. I want somebody and I'll date somebody. Like I said, I'm 49. I'll date somebody 40.
And what's your reason for not going down so much? They're not gonna die and they don't have worms. Why you won't go lower?
Why won't I? Because, I don't know, I don't want nobody to feel like about me the way I feel about
Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z. Yeah, so what I think my point is that I think and I feel like young people in their late teens, 18, 19 years old, going into their 20s, early 20s, even mid-20s, are not mature. And I think they need to mature and develop before getting into these serious relationships with people who have already experienced the world, who have experienced life and have much more experience than these kids. In my eyes, they're kids. And they just need to mature and develop more before they get into these relationships. And who better to understand where they are in life and understand their generation, understand their music, understand their language, than somebody their age. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand, but I still don't agree. Like, I don't think I would. I have boys, luckily, but I don't think I would tell my daughter that somebody is preying on her because he's some years older when he can teach her some things. Maybe that I don't know, or maybe that her dad didn't know. I don't know. It's just so much you can learn from somebody that's older, from somewhere different or from a different hood or whatever the case may be. If they're older, they can teach you something. And if you come, if you get into a relationship or a situationship or whatever with somebody that's older and you didn't learn anything, then you... y'all just really didn't have anything going on. Because you should learn something from somebody that's older than you.
But you should, you can learn something from somebody your same age.
Yeah, but you can't say that somebody's age is going to keep you from loving a person. Especially when it can benefit you.
Okay, so I used to talk to a guy that was quite a bit younger than me. And he was a speaker and... a minister, and I learned quite a bit from him. He was not older than me. I learned quite a bit from him. He was younger, so you can learn. You don't have, a person doesn't have to be older to learn from.
No, you don't have to be, but in most instances, somebody older can teach you. Somebody younger can't always teach you something. Because most of the time, especially if it's a guy, you're teaching him or you're trying to get him to understand your mature way of thinking.
Not necessarily.
And that's hustling backwards.
Because I think the person that I dated was very mature for his age.
Right, but that's that one person. We talking about guys as a whole.
Okay, like, but I haven't dated a lot of younger guys.
Exactly.
If I have, I mean, guys that I've dated have been a year or two younger my age or a year or two older. Like, they, I haven't dated. Yes, I have, but he lied about his age. He told me he was like only like 3 or 4 years older than I was, when in fact he was like 12 years older. And when I found out, I ended it because he was too old. I just think that If you're saying that you can learn from somebody older, you can also learn from somebody younger. And I just think you just need to mature. If you're 30 years old or 35 years old and you want to date somebody 50, then go ahead. Y'all get married, fine. When you get 70 and that person's 90, more power to you.
Because, but who starts dating at 50 and 70? You usually build those types of relationships in your 20s. That's why your parents got married when they did, and then they grew to that.
My mom was in her 20s.
Exactly, but that was the gap. But it was a 20-year gap. So if she wasn't 24 and she waited till she was 34 and he was 54, like, he's already halfway through his life. So who does that?
Okay, so
you want to date up, you shouldn't have to wait, is my point.
I'm almost 50. Guys my age are already married, and I'm single. For those of you who don't know, I'm single. And guys my age are either already married, have been married, and possibly divorced. They're like no single men out there my age. So help me explain what it is that you're saying.
You just proved it. There are no single men your age. And you know why? Because they didn't wait until they were 40 to start dating somebody if they saw interest in a 20-year-old or felt like this 20-something-year-old was the one for them. Or if she thought the same thing about him, they didn't wait until he got way up there. You start those types of relationships then, like Regina and Lucci. You're not going to wait until he's 40. And now I'm 30.
No,
that doesn't even make sense.
So you date somebody your age.
No.
Yes.
That's not how it starts, though. That's not We already talked about we don't live in a perfect world. We said that on the first episode. You can't, I don't feel like nobody can put an age limit on anybody's dating or relationship situation. I feel like it's totally on you. I don't agree with not supporting a child who wants to do it, or a friend or a family member, whoever. I feel like age is, like we said, nothing but a number. It is a number. People are different. People mature differently. For the most part, it's scientific that guys mature slower. And so why not date a guy that's older than you, that you're almost there with? Because most of the time, you can date somebody 10 years older and you're still more mature than him.
I just don't think that somebody in their mid-20s or younger should be dating anybody significantly 10 to 12, possibly older years.
But that's not 10 and 12. 19 and 27. You said he was preying on her.
He is preying on her. She's still a child. She's 19. I think she might be 20 now. She's 19.
So if she's 20, is different?
Young. She's very immature. At 20 years old, you don't know jack. You ain't got no experiences. And with her, it may be a little different because her parents got money. But she's still very immature. I think she needs to mature and develop before she gets into a serious relationship with somebody almost 30.
And see, that's how y'all think about us. Y'all think we not mature. Y'all think we don't know jack.
Y'all aren't.
You think we don't know jack. When that's not life for us. That y'all were like kind of slower back then. Life is totally different now. We move at a much faster pace. We know a little bit more at our age than y'all probably did. Like, it's faster. Things are different. I feel like it's no age limit.
And here's something else. You said that... You said that you all, that you could learn from somebody older, and I just don't think that millennials will listen. Like, I don't think you would take the advice from somebody older because they're older, and because you're going to do things your own way. You're going to listen to the advice. And you're going to be like, they don't know what they're talking about. If I do it this way. And you're going to look at them as being older. Or, you know, because then if, let's say you, let's use you as an example. Hypothetically speaking, you're 30 and you meet somebody 45. And they want to give you advice on your business. You're not going to listen to them because...
That's not true at all.
I think it's very true. I think you're gonna
it's a case by case basis. You can't group millennials and say we won't listen, because there's so many of
millennials
that,
don't listen.
That love wisdom and suck up knowledge from older people. So I feel like that's just very discriminatory.
I think the number of millennials that will take advice from somebody older is very small. I think that percentage is very, very, very small.
That's how y'all see us.
It's negative.
It went from we're not mature and we don't know jack to we won't listen if you tell us jack. It's just like, you gotta give us some leeway in the conversation somewhere. We can't, like, all of us are just not those people. We will listen. You know, we don't think we know everything. Like I said, me and most of the people around me, we suck up wisdom. Like, my last 9 to 5, I hung with old heads. It was maybe 2 more people my age or around my age. And we just listened and sucked all the knowledge up from, like, people in their 40s and 50s. And that's usually where you can find me. So, that doesn't apply to me.
Okay, you, my dear, are an exception to the rule.
No.
Because, yeah, I do think you're an exception to the rule, because your music, the music that you listen to, like, yeah, you listen to that headbanger music, but it's, you listen to older music, so I think you're an old soul. I think you are the exception.
I'm right. You
and not the rule.
Soul,
not the rule.
I like to date up. And if my old man can give me advice or share his knowledge, I'm going to take it. Like, I don't see, it's not too many of us, like, that doesn't even make sense to me, because it's not too many of us that's going to be like, oh, the advice came from an old guy, even though he's my guy or my girl, I'm not going to listen.
I say you're not going to listen, because there are things that I will tell you that you won't listen to.
So mom, not my spouse. That's a totally different type of situation. We talking about things that you can learn from your spouse. Him being the person that you're with who can also teach you things. That's a benefit of dating up. That's what we're talking about. Not your mom.
Okay, but I mean, we're talking about, well, we are talking about dating and relationships, but I just don't see you taking the advice from someone older.
I dated up and I have taken advice from older guys that I talked to or dealt with. So we see that we're not going to agree on this topic. So we do want to hear from you guys. Leave us a voice message, a comment on Instagram or Facebook, which is Dear Mama Podcast. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, we do. That
we're obviously going to ever agree on.
Obviously.
So we want to hear from you. Tell us what you think. Just your thoughts. Any questions that you have, just leave it for us.
Post on Facebook any comments, or leave us a message with your comments. We want to hear from you. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you so much. We'll see you guys same time next week. Love you. See you later. Next week on Dear Mama.
Shy and Bella discussed how celebrities use their influence to positively impact the world.